Let's talk about podcasting myths that refuse to go away, even in 2024. You'd think with all the information out there, we'd be over some of these misconceptions by now. This is what Into the Podverse, the Indie African edition, is all about. Helping Indie African podcasters see the bigger picture. So let's get into it.
This is Into the Podverse, the Indie African edition. Here's your host, Tony Doe.
Myth number one, you need expensive gear to start. This one has been around forever, and I get it. Shiny new microphones, fancy mixers, they all look cool on social media. But did you know that you could actually start with just your smartphone and still produce decent quality? There are free tools like Audacity that make it super easy to begin. Then we've got tools like The Script, which helps you edit audio and transcribe your episodes, cut filler words, and even do more all in one interface. Headliner helps you turn your podcast clips into shareable videos with those cool audiograms. And for the audio perfectionists out there, Adobe Podcast has this nifty feature called Enhanced Speech, which makes your recording sound crisp and studio level. Focus on your content first. Upgrade later. We indie podcasters know how to do a lot with so very little. Myth number two, you need thousands of listeners to be successful. Here's the truth. Success isn't measured by your follower count. It's great to have a large audience, but what's more important is engagement. Are people interacting with your content? Do you have a loyal fan base that loves what you do? Indie podcasters are winning with niche audiences because they build relationships, and that is worth more than vanity metrics. Myth number three, you have to be a podcasting expert. I hear it all the time. You must know everything about podcasting to start. Spoiler alert, none of us know everything. We're all learning as we go. Some of the most successful podcasts came from people who just wanted to share their voices. Even Joe Rogan. As an indie podcaster, it's okay to learn on the job, make mistakes, and grow. There's room for authenticity here, and that's what makes us relatable. Myth number four, you need to do video podcasts. Yes, video podcasts are popular, but just because everyone else is doing it doesn't mean you have to as well. Audio podcasting is still powerful, especially in Africa, where data costs and internet speeds can be a barrier to video content. If audio is your thing, I beg, stick to it. Indie podcasters don't need to follow every trend. Focus on what you do best and where your audience is most comfortable. Myth number five, it's too late to start a podcast. People love to say the market is saturated. There's no point starting now. But the truth is, no one has your unique perspective. There's always room for fresh voices, especially from the motherland. We have stories the world hasn't heard yet. Whether you're talking sports, music, or culture, someone is out there waiting to hear you. So there you have it, some myths busted. And you've been holding back because you believe any of these, it's time to let go. Podcasting in 2024 and beyond is still wide open for indie creators, especially in Africa. So get started, stay consistent, and let your voice be heard.
That's a wrap for today's episode of the Indie African Podcaster Edition with Tony Doe. Keep pushing the boundaries of your podcasting journey and watch your audience grow. Subscribe and listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Good Pods, and everywhere else you get your podcasts. Catch you next time for more strategies and success stories.